know three things. I may not even know two things, but the one.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Hogan Sr. Our church is located 1401 Wells Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
John chapter 4, verse 20 through 24, verses 20 through 24. John chapter 4, verses 20 through 24. Rita.
Verse 20. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Verse 21. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Verse 22. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Mm-hmm. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Verse 24. God is the Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen. God bless you. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, what does your worship look like? What does your worship look like? Those of you who are familiar with this account, it is Jesus having not only an encounter, but a conversation with the woman at the well. The woman whose life has taken turbulent turns, who has an unstable relationship with men, who's had multiple marriages and failures, and yet Jesus is speaking with her, knowing all of these things, plus she was a Samaritan, and Jesus was a Jew. And Jesus went to the well one day, and I know it wasn't by chance, because everything Jesus did was providential. It was on purpose. it had a precise reasoning behind it. Jesus was working on a time schedule, and everything that he did had to do with him pleasing his Father. So he's at the well. The woman comes there, and Jesus says, "Give me a drink." And the woman is amazed because Jews look down on Samaritans, and it was as if they were not even worthy to be in the presence of Jews. And so when Jesus asked her of a drink, she said, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" And Jesus was really trying to get her to understand something. And I tell you what, my brothers and sisters, and I think you ought to catch this. Sometimes the Lord creates situations to show you what it is he wants you to see. Sometimes God creates situations for you to know some things that you wouldn't normally or naturally know. This woman only knew that Jesus was a Jew. She didn't know Jesus was the Messiah. She didn't know Jesus was the Son of God. She didn't know that Jesus could work miracles. She didn't know that Jesus was there for her. All she knew is that Jesus was a Jew and asked her for a drink. Now, the Bible says, he tells her, "If you only knew who I was, you'd give me a drink." Now, this is a little challenging, because Jesus said he's got living water that he can give to her, so much so like fountains and rivers of water flowing on the inside of her, where she would not need this water. Well, my question is, why is he asking her for a drink? And it is because he wants her to understand that her water can only quench the natural thirst. But the water he has quenches the spiritual thirst. In other words, there was something missing underneath her skin. There was something not right. There was something off-centered and off-balance. There was something like a vacuum that just kept sucking everything out of that place where she felt fulfilled. And it was because she was trying to put men and money and material things in the place that belonged to God. And my brothers and sisters, I'll say the same to us today. When we try to fill our lives with things that belong to God and God alone, there will never ever be peace underneath the skin. There will never ever be fulfillment underneath the skin. There'll never be rest underneath the skin, because we've got the wrong things in God's place. And so Jesus wanted her to know that God belonged in the place where she was trying to put everything else. Amen. She said, "Well, give me this water then." He said, "I'll do it. But do me one favor first. Go call your husband. We going to do this right, because you got a bad reputation. You done had 5 husbands. And incidentally, the one you got right now." Now notice it. The inference is, and the one you have now is not yours, which meant that the woman was living in adultery now. Listen. you've had five husbands. And what is and but a conjunction joining together what was past with what is present. And the one you have now is not yours. Well, if it ain't hers, it's somebody else's. And so, she's blown away. Guess what she tells him? I perceive you are a prophet. Can I tell you, God knows everything there is to know about you? I don't know your business, but when I stand to speak as the oracles of God and say what God said, God will show up in a word that'll make you think, I've been listening to your conversations, looking in your house, following you to the rendezvous point, and on and on and on when I don't know nothing about you. But God does. And God has a way of meeting us right where we are. So if we think we're fooling anybody and everybody, the truth is we can't fool God. He knows what you're doing. He knows every text you text, every call you make, every look you look. He knows everything you do. You can't hide from the Lord. And so now,
yes, sir.
The issue becomes about religion now. And so, read with me just if you mind. Go back to verse 20. Get your Bibles if they're not open still. And read verse 20. Are you there?
Yes.
Begin now. Now she brings up religion and worshiping and she tells him, you know, that her fathers worshiped in these mountains. But he said, you're to worship in Jerusalem. Now there is nowhere here in this present text that Jesus says that, but that's the Samaritans who did not have the privilege as the Jews did to worship in the temples and to be in the place of God. They had a separate place for everybody who was not a Jew to worship, and it was not in the same place in the temple where they worshiped. But listen at this. Go on to verse 21, if you will. You got it?
Yes.
Read. Jesus said, woman, listen, let me bring you up to speed. Listen, the hour is coming now is that you won't be worshiping in this mountain, following the traditions of her fathers, and or in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, neither place. Why? Because those were places where they situated God only. And let me tell you something. I like the way that Jesus brings forth this revelation to her because it's revelatory to many other folk. While God chooses to meet us in his house, it's not the only place he is. Here's what I need you to know. His house can't hold him. In other words, if God could fit in this house all of him, then there would not be room enough for us. God is so wide, so large, so encompassing that he is too great to fit in any one place, not only on planet Earth, but in the world. Matter of fact, he calls earth his footstool.
All right, doctor.
Not his house, The entire planet Earth is his footstool. Now, keep that in proportion with the size, if you can imagine God being a man and Earth only being big enough to be his footstool, shows you the magnitude of who God is. But listen at this, because I need you to understand, it wasn't about him being in a physical place only, because physical places lend themselves to those things that are more natural than spiritual. Now, when Jesus introduces in verse 23, and I want you to see it in your Bible, that it reads the same. All right, let's read verse 23. Now Jesus lets us know the hour has come, and now is where God wants true worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Bible says he seeks them. Amen. He seeks them. Why? Because though God has a place reserved for his name and to represent his presence, God really, instead of getting in the building, God gets in our praise.
Come on, doctor.
He inhabits. Do you know what that means? He gets in and lives in our praise. If your praise is large enough where God can get in it, he will reside in your praise where he feels more comfortable, because it is the spirit of truth that prepares a place for him to get in and be comfortable. In other words, when he seeks true worshipers, there are no boundaries. There are no limitations. There is no set place where he can be. He gets up all in the praise that goes forth, listen, that is led by the Holy Spirit.
All right, doctor.
And that's why you can have a whole lot of folk in church playing church and one real worshiper. And God will get all up in the praise of that worshiper, because that worshiper is worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Not just going through the motion, not just saying the words, but are worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Now, verse 24, read this. Begin now. All right, now listen at this. God is God. Is God is a spirit, not a physical person, a spirit. A spirit. In other words, God is supernatural. And because he's supernatural, he is always able to be omnipresent. That means everywhere at the same time. Because he is spirit, he's also omniscient. He knows everything at the same time. And then not only that, he's omnipotent. He's all powerful at the same time. And he is everywhere that he needs to be at the same time. But he's not in everything. He only participates in that prepares a place for him, just like his son has prepared a place for us. And it is in the spirit and truth of true worship. Listen at this. And God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Here's what I want you to know, and I'm closing. One, it is true of Christian religion. Listen. That true religion, pure religion, requires worship. Pure religion, true religion, requires worship. But even the enemy and all of the false religions have mostly incorporated this same truth, that worship is a part of them. Now, here's what you need to know. You're either going to worship Jehovah God, or you're going to worship a false or idol God, or you're going to worship a person or a thing. But you are going to worship. Did you hear what I just said? At the heart, listen, at the heart of pure religion is worship. Worship. Why is worship so important? Because it is in that place where you recognize the deity for who he is. See, when you worship God, it is an humbling of you paying homage to him who is worthy. Worthy. Listen, God desires and requires, and the Bible says he seeks true worshipers. There was a young man who had been invited to be a deacon, and he was going through training, etc., and he was invited in one of the business meetings of the deacon ministry. And when the pastor walked in, all the deacons in the room stood up. The pastor went and took his seat, and then the deacon sat down. And he looked kind of strange, like, well, why are we standing up? And then when the meeting was over with, the pastor got up to leave the room, and everybody stood up, and he walked on out of the meeting. And the young man leaned over to one of the older deacons and say, man, I don't understand something. And he said, what is that? He said, why is it that you stand up when the pastor comes in the room? And the deacon said, because the pastor is the man that God has sent to us to lead us, to speak to us, to sow into our lives. We honor him. So the young man said, yeah, but it seemed like you worshiping him more than honoring him. And the old man said, no, son, let me help you. We stand because we honor him, but if he were God, we wouldn't stand. We'd bow down and worship him. And see, God calls us to honor those things that are honorable, but he doesn't call us to worship them. The only one he wants us to worship is him. Him. Now listen, this verse reveals the trilogy in the text. There's God the Father, there's God the Son, and there's God the Spirit. Where is it in the text, Pastor? Let me show you. God, that's the Father. Now remember who it is that's speaking. That's the Son. And when he talks about because there are two representations of the Spirit, meaning God is a spirit, meaning that God is supernatural. But then when it talks about must worship him in spirit, that's speaking of the Holy Spirit. And truth is the word and or the presence of Jesus Christ himself. He is the word. And he is the truth. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the... He said salvation is of the Jews. What he was trying to tell them is, I came to save you. I am here because God has sent me. She knew a Messiah was coming, but she didn't know she was talking to the Messiah.
All right.
And so at the heart of true religion is worship. But listen at this. At the heart of worship is sacrifice. At the heart of worship is sacrifice. You can't worship God without sacrifice. Worship is not always convenient. Worship is not always comfortable. Worship is not always when you feel like it. Worship is not always when things are going well. Worship is not a time where you are in a private place. If God requires worship in a public place, wherever he requires it, you have to make the sacrifice and worship him there. Why? Because he is there.
All right, doctor.
If the only place you can worship him is in church, your God is too small. I said, if the only place you can worship God is in the church, your God is too small. Jesus made clear, neither in the mountain nor in Jerusalem is going to be the place where you worship him, for God is a spirit, meaning he is free, he is flowing. He is beyond limits and parameters. Wherever you are, he is. And if the Spirit, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Now, he was exiled on the isle called Patmos. Nobody there with him. Wasn't no church there. Wasn't no fellowship there. Wasn't no musicians and praise team there. Wasn't nothing churchy there. But he was in the Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
On the Lord's Day, the same spirit that Jesus is talking about, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. How many true worshipers know that you could be at home?
Yeah. Yeah.
Singing praises in the spirit of worship. Ooh. Come on in, you just feel a worshiping spirit on you right then and there, and you drop what you're doing and you begin to worship him right there. How many times you've been in your car and you were just singing gospel song, playing the music, and the spirit of, ooh, glory.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the movement.